Daf Kuf Tes. We got to the very, very top. The new Mishnah tells us we're continuing on the topic of Shchutei Chutz and Halah B'Chutz, bringing Karbanos outside the base of Mikdash. So the Mishnah says that Echad Kadshim Ksherim, whether the Karbanos were kosher, Echad Kadshim Psulim, whether or not they were disqualified, Shia Psulim B'Kodesh, that they became Pasul while in the Kodesh, which means that they had a Shas Kosher, they were kosher in the base of Mikdash, and some Psul happened to them. So all these things, Ve'krivam B'Chutz, and you end up bringing it outside instead, Chayiv. Why are you Chayiv in all these cases? Rashi explains, Hol V'Bifnim Im Alu Lo Yerdu, since these cases, if you were to Bidyevit, put them on the Mizbeach, we would accept it, Layardu, we wouldn't take them down. Miskaba Bifnim Krinabe, it's called, it's something that's acceptable inside, even though it's only Bidyevit, it's still considered acceptable. And one would be Chayav Malev Bechutz, Yechayav Karis, on doing so. So then the Mishnah says, Hamala Kazayis Mina Ola Mina Emurim Bechutz Chayav. If you take an Ola, Rashi says, a Kazayis rather of an Ola and Emurim, a total of Kazayis, which means, Rashi explains, Chatzi Zayis Mizeh. Half of the basar, half a kazayis from the emurim, even though normally we say you cannot combine them together by an ola, you may combine them together to a total of kazayis, since by an ola it's kula kalio. So bein basar, bein emurim, they all go in the mizbeach, you can combine it to a kazayis. As opposed to a chatas and shlamim, where the basar is eaten and the emurim are in the mizbeach, you cannot combine a half a kazayis of basar and half a kazayis of the emurim. So that's the Mishnah. The Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan, the Brisa says, Asher Yale Ola, O Zabach. The Pasuk says that when they bring an Ola or Zabach, and the Pasuk continues to say, Vel Pesach Ol Moed Lo Yivienu, they don't bring it inside the base of Mikdash, but instead they do it outside. The halacha is at Nichras Ha'ish Nahu Me'amav. So what do we learn from the Pasuk here? Asher Yale Ola, O Zabach. Ein Li Ela Ola. I only know that once Chayv Kares Chayv Shchut Echot on a carbon Ola. Menai Li Rabbas, how do I know to include even a Murei Asham and Vemure Chatas, Vemure Kachim Kachim, Vemure Kachim Kalim? How do we know to include those as well? Tamalomar Ozavach, to include all types of Zvachim, all types of Karbanos. Just one interesting Tosos, Rashi writes, if you look at Dibur Maschel, Emure Kachim Kachim, Kivsei Atzeres. Why is he specified Kivsei Atzeres? There are many types of Kachim Kachim. So just understood that because he already covered, the Bryce already covered all the other ones. There's only one Kachi Kachim that wasn't already mentioned as a Chatas Oler Asham. The Kivsei Atzeres is the only one that is a Kachi Kachim, but not Chatas, not Ola, not Asham, which the Bryce already mentioned. So that's what he's just pointing out. So then the Gemara says, Minai and the Rabbis, how do I know to include for the Isser of Shchut Echutz, even Kometz, Valavona, Haktores, Minchas Kohanim, which is what the Kohen would bring as a Mincha offering, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, which is referring to the Kohen Gadol's Mincha he would bring every single day, he would bring an Asir Se'efa, half of it in the morning, half of it in the afternoon, that as well, Vamenasech Shloshes Lugayayin, the Nisachayayin, Vishloshes Lugimayin, pouring of the water, which was undone in Sukkis. And we know all those as well, if they were to be maktir this Bechutz, your Chayv Chatas, Chayv Karis rather, Tamalomar, El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Yivienu, they didn't bring it to the Pesach Ol Moed, that's when they get Karis, which implies Kol HaBala Pesach Ol Moed, anything that is really fit to being brought inside, such as everything we mentioned, Kometz, Levona, Nisech, Mayim, all those things, one would be Chayav Malav for doing so Bechutz. Ein Li Ela, I only know Kachek Shem, if the carbon was a kosher carbon. Minayin the Rabbos Pasulun, how do I know even that which became Pasul? If one were to take that Pasul carbon and now bring it outside, one would be liable. Kigon Halon, if it was left out overnight. Hayotze, it was a kosher carbon taken outside. Vatame, Chutzlizmanu, Shechted it with the wrong kavan of time. Chutzlim Komo, Shekibla Pasulun, Vizarko, Azdamo, Azar, caught the blood and threw it. Or Vanitanim, Limata, Shinitin Lamala, you put the one below the Chudasikra to the blood on top of the Chudasikra, or vice versa. Hanitan Lamala Lamata, you put in the wrong place the dam. Hanitin Bechutz, that was supposed to be Shinitin Bifnim. Blood that's supposed to go on the outside, they pour it on the inside, Mizbeach. Or Hanitanim Bifnim, Shinitin Bechutz, the inside blood that was placed on the outside, Mizbeach, incorrectly. Or Pesach Vechata, Shinitin L'Shilo L'Shema. All these things, how do I know Minayin, that one who does this? Any of these Karbanos, Chutz lebeis hamikdash yechayv kares, tamalomar, lo yivienu lasos, you didn't bring it in to do. What does that mean? Kol hamiskaba bepesach ol moed, chayav malav b'chutz. Even though all these psulim are not fit to be brought in the mizbeach lichatchila, But b'diavad, if one did bring it in, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says minayin l'rabbos psulim hanach de'im alu lo yerdu. That at least b'diavad is acceptable. If you put on this be'ach, we say leave it there. So those are also included, implied in this pasuk b'chal the iser of shchute and haktaras schutz. Okay, the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah above, Hamala kezayis min ha'ola, person does a kezayis, half of it from the basar of the ola, half of it from the emurim of the ola, your chayv chata. So you're allowed to combine a kezayis of the different parts of the carbon ola. So the Gemara is now medayik, ola ve'emureha in, shlamim ve'emureha lo. This is only true of an ola that you're able to combine both the emurim, the various organs, with the basar, because all of them go, we don't care what part of the animal, the entire ola goes on the mizbeach, so half from here, half from there, can combine to a kezias. But the implication is shlamim ve'emurim lo, since the shlamim, only the basar is eaten, and the emurim go on the mizbeach, you cannot combine a half a kezias of basar of shlamim with half a kezias of the emurim of the shlamim, since they have different functions, they can combine to each other. So the Gemara says, Tanina Leha, there's a brisa that says, the Tanir Banam, the Tosefta explains, Olav Emureha Mitzdar from the Kazayas, La Losan Buchatz. Very same din. A person could take a part of the Basar Ola and part of the Emurim of the Ola, and it can combine to a full Kazayas for the Issa of Shchut Echutz, Ola Lechutz, like we just saw above from the Mishnah. And the Mishnah, the brisa, rather, the Tosefta adds now, Vilchayiv Aleh Mishum Pigol, Nosar Vitame. Also, you could take half a kezias of the basar of Ola, half a kezias of the emurim of the Ola that can combine to pigel. If you had a bad machshava, a half a kezias of basar with a half a kezias of emurim for the Ola, that can combine to a full kezias and chai pigel. And nosar, if it's left over, one eats from the nosar, so one would be chayv there as well. And tame, if you eat from the tame, even though it's half a kezias of basar Ola, half a kezias of emurim, you're allowed to combine the ola, all the parts, for a totality of kezias for all three yisurim, really all four. Shudechutz, pigel, nosar, and tamet. So now the Gemara says, I understand, bishma.
Is there
pigel
on ola?
Pigel, yeah. Shlamim is the source, but we say it applies to all karbanos.
Ola you don't eat, meaning
you have the mashavah, if it is pigel, one does eat it. He gets
because it's almost like impossible, right? Because what actually makes it kosher the pigul is rika.
No, but the basar.
The basar is just.
No, the rika makes the basar into pigul.
Right.
So then, but if one eats that basar.
Meaning if you have a machshava of eating basar chutz bismano. Of an ola, that you weren't supposed to eat it.
No, you have machshava of the maktir. Of maktir, the ola.
Maktir
chuzmano. Chuzmano, yeah, exactly. And then one eats that basar that now is pigo, okay. So then you can combine that into a total of kezias. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Bishma, I understand halah, that we can make a distinction between ola and shamim. Because ola kule, ola kalil. Since the whole thing is kalil, it's burned on the mizbeach, you can combine basar and murim together in. But shlamim lo. Shlamim, we don't put the entire animal in the mizbeach. So therefore, by haktara, by ola, by halah, we don't combine the basar shlamim with emurim. Ela pigol, vinosar, and tame my taima. What's the reason why we cannot combine the different parts of shlamim, the basar and the emurim? Why not? Doesn't the Mishnah clearly say Maseches Meila, Kol ha-pigulim mitzdarfin, that you're able to combine all the parts of a pigul to a kezias? V'chol ha-nosar mitzdarfin, and anything knows that's left over, it can be combined, whether it's the basar, whether it's the emurim, you can combine. So the same would hold true seemingly with tameh maybe as well. But we see clearly here the Mishnah in Maseches Meila says you can combine things for pigul and nosar. I understand by the Shchut Echutz or Halah B'chutz, Shlamim is different. Because Shlamim, only the Emurim go on the Mizbeach, not the Basar. Regards to Pigel and Nosar, both the Emurim and Basar are subject to the same exact din of Pigel and Nosar, so why can't you combine them when it comes to the Shlamim? That's the question. So the Gemara says it's Kasha Pigel Pigel, Kasha Nosar Nosar. We have a contradiction on the level of the Pigel and also with respect to the Nosar. So how do we deal with this? So Mark explains, Pigol, Pigol, Okasha. There is no contradiction. How so? Kan, the Mishnah that talks about the Me'ila, that you may combine all pigulim is referring to a pigul where a person ate pigul. Not where he made it into pigul, but where he ate the pigul. So if he ate pigul, so we're able to combine some basar from shalmim and some of the emurim, it's all the same isser of pigul, eating something that's pigul. So that's where you can combine it. Kan. But our price that we brought in, the Tosefta, that's referring to that only by Ola is subject to pigul of combining, but not shlamim, it's b'machsheves pigul. When you have the thinking of making pigul, not eating pigul, but making into pigul, so then we say you cannot combine the dinim of shlamim. Why? Because since the basar is eaten, it can't be connected with that which is hooked, or that which is supposed to go on the mizbeach. If you look at Rashi, just to make this clear, look at Rashi, the first wide line down. Kan b'pigul, kan b'machshavas pigul. Hod dekatani, that which the Brisa says, the Mishnah says rather, mitstarfin, that you can combine the basar and the emurim of shamim, b'ochel pigul kamar, l'schayv chatas. If you eat some pigul, if some of it's basar, shamim, and some of it's emurim of shamim, it can combine together to make a person chayv chatas on eating pigul. The Hadagatani Ola in the Shlamim Lo. That which the Tosefta says only by Pigel of Ola can you combine, but not by Shlamim, that's b'machsheves Pigel, by making the Pigel, not by eating it, but making the Pigel. How so? Shim Shachad Ozarak Amnas Lahakdir Chatzizayis Basar Ola. You have in mind to shecht or to sprinkle with the condition of half a kazayis of Basar outside the Zman, or Chatzizayis Meimurim, Chutzizmano, that's Pigel. By Ola, you can combine half a kezayis of basar and half a kezayis of emurim. Aval b'shlamim, chishiv lechel, ola haktir, chatzi basar, v'chatzi zayis emurim, lo pigol. If you have in mind to, she'ein machsheves achilim min nektarim, ve'ein machsheves baktar min echalim. That which is supposed to be nektarim, meaning the emurim, a machshava to eat it outside the wrong zman isn't pigol. You can't have a machshava of achila on that which is hukter. And to think of the basar to be makdir the basar outside the zman, that doesn't work either, because you can't be makdir that which is supposed to be eaten. And therefore, since in terms of creating the pigul, we view emurim and basar independently, so that's when we say you cannot be mitzdar of them. But with respect to eating the pigul, so then you can combine, because it's the same israchila of emurim, shlamim, and basar shlamim. Okay, so that explains the difference between pigul. Then the Gemara explains no sar, no salokasha as well.
Sorry, it's on Ola, the machshava of having chatzizayit is what makes it pigul, but the achila no.
Achila as well, it would also be achila.
But you cannot combine achila emurim and achila.
That you can by Ola as well.
By Ola as well, but, yeah. But not in shlamim.
Exactly, shlamim the eating can combine, but not the machshava. Exactly, because machshava.
And Ola both, machshava and eating can combine.
Exactly. So then the Gemara says, Nosar, Nosar, Lakasha. There also is no contradiction with regards to the Nosar. Kan, the Mishnah by Meila, said you can be mitstarif, even the parts of the Shamim, but Benosar, referring to eating it. So we say with regards to eating, it's the same Isser Achila, even though one was left out because it wasn't put in the Mizbeach, and one was left out because it wasn't eaten, in the end of the day, they're both Nosar, so if you eat it half a kezayis of Emurim Shlamim, half a kezayis of Basar Shlamim, there still is a violation of Nosar, you may combine the two. But Kam, when it comes to the Tosefta, where we said that this is only subject, only Ola subject to the Mitzdarif and not Shlamim, it's referring to Bishe Nitosru Achilo Nizrak Adam. A situation where it was left out before you did the Zrikas Adam. So what does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Kan Benosar, Kan Bishinitosru, Achilo Nizrak Adam, Hadikatani Mitzar, from that which we say you can combine even Basar Shlamim, Neimurim Shlamim, Be'ochel Nosar Kamer, when you're eating it. So that's we combine all parts of the Shlamim. But Hadikatani Ola in Shlamim Lo, that where we said only Ola subject to this din of Mitzarif, that's referring to a whole other case, says Rashi, Bishinitosru, Me'ibud Visrefa. It was left out from being lost or being burnt, meaning what? So you lost the meat and the murim before zrika. Somehow they lost it. It's very busy there in the basement. You have no idea where it went. And then when you do the zrika, you have the blood, but you don't know where the basar and the murim are. Now you have at least, you able to find the half a kezayis of meat, half a kezayis of blood, and the rest of it got lost. So what do? So ba'ola, kula kalyo, so since by an ola, everything goes up together, the basar and the emurim, have a zrika, dam zrika, you could just take the blood left over, since there's half a meat, half a gezayis of meat, half of a kizayis, a murim of ola, that's enough to allow you to go ahead and sprinkle the blood of the ola, because you viewed everything together for ola, because kula kalil. The ha achilas mizbeach, because there still isn't eating the mizbeach. And skip down a line, I will read it quickly. You need meat for there to be sprinkling of blood. Fine. The cave in the zriki, since you're allowed to do zriki in such a case by an ola, chayav malav mishum nosar. So if you leave it out, so then there's going to be nosar v'im nitosu v'alcha mimenu. If you end up taking that basar and a murim and end up eating it, leaving it out and then eating it, though you're really supposed to be makdir it, you would be chayav nosar. Jump down three lines in this.
He's talking about eating also the murim, because if he just eats the basar, he doesn't have a desire.
No, but we're saying here by an ola doesn't make a difference because it's the same dim. It's all exactly kula kala. So even though you're eating it, not supposed to eat it,
okay,
you still get that violation.
No matter what it is, you get it.
Aval shlamim, I'll be skipping down three lines in Rashi now. Aval shlamim, ein chatzi zayis mi bzaran v'chatzi zayis mi emurim mitzdarfin lios shir lizrok aleim etzadam. Let's say by shlamim, you have the blood, then you lost the animal itself, and you end up finding half a gazayis of basar, half a gazayis of emurim, we would not say do the zirika. You cannot. There's not enough for an adam because there's only half a gazayis of basar, and there's not enough for a mizbech because there's only half a gazayis of emurim. So there's no zirika. We say get rid of the blood as well. Everything goes in the garbage. Therefore, if there's no zirika, imzark, if the kohen does a zirika anyways, it doesn't create anything, it's not machshav anything, and therefore if you leave it over, it doesn't become nosa either, because the zirika was completely pointless, and that's where we say shlamim is not included in nosa. Fine, the Gemara now says, money, who's the one behind the shita, that unless there is a shear of kazayis of achila, Adam or Achilles Mizbeach, there's no Nosar. Who hold this way? This is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol Hazvachim Shebetora She Nishtayer Behen Kazayis Basar. If there's a leftover from meat for eating or Kazayis Chelev for the Mizbeach, the Zorek is Adam, you're allowed to Lichachila sprinkle the Dam. Ah, what happened to the rest of the animal? We lost it. But as long as there's a Kazayis left of Chelev for the Mizbeach or Kazayis left of Basar for the Adam, you can go ahead with the Zrika. But let's say there's only chatzi zayis basar and only chatzi zayis of chaylev, eino zarek zadam, you can't, because you may not combine the dam, rather the basar, with emurim, because the shlamim, basar is eaten by man, and the emurim is eaten by the mizbeach. As opposed to the ola is the one exception, chatzi zayis basar, the chatzi zayis chaylev, you may be zarek zadam, mipnei shekula kali, it all gets burned together, which means that it's all viewed as the same shame ola, and you can combine chatzi basar, chatzi zayis basar with chatzi zayis Emur. So then the Gemara continues to finish off the statement here and says, "Mincha afilu kulo kayemes lo yizak mincha." And if the mincha, even if the whole mincha is intact, you don't sprinkle it. Gemara says, "Mincha maya vidase." Rashi explains, "May zukas damika b'mincha." There's no blood by the mincha. What's it talking about? Gemara explains, "No. Amra papa minchas nisachim haba imazavach." So let's say you lost the entire animal, but you have the mincha that accompanies the animal, and the mincha is completely intact. You have all the solace that was there in the beginning, that even though it's intact, you cannot bring the mincha independently. You cannot do the zrika for the mincha, because since the mincha is attached to the basar, once the basar, the carbon's lost, the mincha falls away as well. Okay. Gemara now says as follows. The Mishnah says, Hakomets Valavona Vaktoras, which is brought every single day, Uminchas Kohanim, which the Kohen would bring Mincha for himself, Uminchas Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol's Mincha, Uminchas Nisachim, Shehikriv Me'achar Mehem, Kazayis Bechutz Chayv. Any of these, if a person takes Kazayis of it and brings it outside, it's Chayv on Shchutei Chutz. Rabbi Eliezer Poter Ad Sheyakov is Kulam, he says, no, it's not enough to have a Kazayis, you have to do the entire Mincha to be chayv on haktar b'chutz. If you only do a kazayis of the mincha, you're pater according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara is going to explain what's pshat. Then the Mishnah says, "V'kulan shehikrivu b'fnim v'shayim mehem kazayis v'kivu b'chutz chayv." Let's say you take the whole mincha and you offer 99% of the mincha inside, and there's 1% left over, and there's a kazayis of that. You do it outside. Then even Rabbi Eliezer will agree you're chayv. Ah, you only did a kazayis outside. He needs the whole thing outside. He says no, since that kazayis was gomer, completed the whole mincha, so even he would agree that kazayis, since it's the final kazayis, even he would agree b'chayiv on shchutei chutz. And then the Mishnah says, V'chulon shechasu kolshu v'krivu b'chutz pater. If the mincha is missing even a small grain of flour, that then everyone would agree that you're pater, because in the base of Mikdash, if you're missing any flour, you're not makai the mitzvah, so to you wouldn't be chayv the shchut echutz for doing so on the chutz as well.
This would be like,
no, I think everyone would agree to it. I think even the first man d'amar.
So understand what the mission. What do you mean?
If it's missing some of the flour, if you look at Rashi, Rashi's kulan shechasu kolshu, says Rashi, kodem haktara ide ivud osreifa nifslu bechisaron. If you lose some of the flour, that mincha. No, I'm talking mincha, just mincha. Kedamrin benachas, Rashi says, mina mincha parle shechasra. So if you're missing anything, we'll see in the sugya of mincha, if you're missing anything, the whole mincha becomes disqualified in the base of Mikdash. So once it's disqualified in the base of Mikdash, if you take that same mincha and do it outside, it'll be disqualified as well. Right. It is just mincha. So then the Mishnah finishes off saying, Hamakiv kachim ve'murim b'chutz chayv. Rashi explains what's going on here. Rashi says, Hamala kachim ve'murim shehikriv habasar ve'murim mechubarim bo. You makti them together as they're still stuck to each other. Chai mishum emurim. Chai mishum emurim. And the Gemara is going to explain that you might have thought that basar might be considered a chatzitza and may you be off the hook. Gemara is going to explain this. Not today. I don't remember. It's tomorrow in a couple of days. But we'll explain that at some point in the future. Okay. So Gemara now quotes a braisa, Tanur Rabbanan. The braisa tells us, Hamakta kazayis b'chutz. A person takes some ketores, a kazayis of ketores, and puts it outside. His chayiv for doing so. Chatzi pras b'fnim pater. The person takes a half a pras of pnim, the shear that one's supposed to use for a ketores normally every single day is a pras. So he takes only half a pras and brings it inside in the base of Mikdash properly, but just has the wrong shear, you're pater. So what do you mean you're pater? What are you talking about? What do you do? What pater from what? Of course, you did it inside. What would you be pater from? There's only a chayiv shchut echutz outside the base of Mikdash, not b'fnim. So Kasaka Daitach, the Gemara explains, one the Havamina here is, my Pater Zar. A Zar, we know a non-Kohen may not do any Avoda, and if he does an Avoda, he's Chayiv Karis for doing certain Avodas. So let's say a Zar takes only half a Pras, only it's less than the normal Shear, and brings it inside as the Ketaris, he actually Pater. If he does a full Pras, he's Chayiv Karis for doing so, but a Chatzi Pras, he's Pater. So Gemara says, Amai, why is he Pater? Haktar he? There's no din of a certain Shear of a haktaris. We'll see in a second the shear, but you can really do as long as there's haktara. Ah, he didn't do a full shear prashal, and it doesn't make a difference. He still did haktara, and the czar should be chayiv on this. So the czar is certainly chayiv, even half a pras, of doing the ketores bifnim. So what does the brayso mean when it says, a chati pras bifnim is pater? So Amar Rav Yizera, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Yirmi, Amar Rabbi, Amar Rav, that my pater, Pater Tzibor, is telling us that Einachanami, you don't need that full shear of a pras, and one that have a pras inside, Kohen does it correctly, he's actually, they are Yotze Yidei Chavasa. Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi, the medium wide lines down, Rashi three medium wide lines down, he says, my Pater Tzibor, the Yotze Yidei Chavasa, and the Kazayas Havi Haktara. Meaning, you can't do a small amount, you have to do a Kazayas of it, but Kazayas is still smaller than a pras. So even though the halacha is supposed to do a pras, a kazayis would be sufficient. If the Kohen did a kazayis of a kataris, they fulfilled the obligation of bringing the kataris for that day. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zeira, ikashli, if you do have a kasha, you should ask the following question. Ha kashli, this was my problem. Ha damar Rav Allah, that which Rav said on this, that biha, that half a pras, it works. Afilu Rabbi Eliezer, moda, would Rabbi Eliezer even agree? Deha Rabbi Eliezer, lav haktar hi kamar. He says it wouldn't work. Remember in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says you're only chayv on shchut dechutz or halav chutz if you do the entire thing. The entire ketores, the whole process to be done outside. Does that not indicate that inside as well you need a full process? Because we know you're only chayv on things outside if you do the same exact way it was done inside. So if Rabbi Yehuda says you're only chayv on haktar b'chutz if you do a full process, that would indicate you're only mekai in the mitzvah of ketores with a full process bifnim. So when they said above that doing a kazayis of ketores it works, would even Rabbi Eliezer think that kazayis is enough? He doesn't need a full pras. So the Gemara explains, Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Baktara de Heichal, referring to the ketores of the Heichal, the Chuli Amal lo pligi, everyone agrees that you're Yotze if you simply do a kazayis. That everyone agrees to. So let's look at Rashi just for a second here. Rashi says the first wide line, the last three words, Amar Rabba, Baktar deheichal shebechol yom shelo nemar bo shir. The Torah doesn't say anything about a shir. So b'hai prash shir d'rabbanan. It's only a shir d'rabbanan. And therefore, if you've done a kazayas, so then you are yote. Everyone agrees to that because the shir pras is only din d'rabbanan. There's a Tosfos and Kritzos that they quote that argues and says actually the shir pras of the Ketores is actually a halacha, the Moshe mi Sinai. So how come the Gemara here clearly says that you don't need to bring a pras, because Zayis is sufficient, if really a pras is halacha, the Moshe mi Sinai. The Tosfos there explains that, you're right, l'chadchila, halacha Moshe mi Sinai tells us you need to bring a pras. B'dieved, it's sufficient with the Kazayis. So everyone agrees you're Yotze with a Kazayis for the Ketores every single day. There's a fascinating discussion they learned from this very sugi here. There's an Indian that when a person does a mitzvah, and you're mosif on that mitzvah, you add on more than you have to, that becomes part of the mitzvah itself. So let's say, for example, they quoted Maral that says a person is yotze the mitzvah of eating matzah for that first shir kazayas. But if you take that and eat more and more, those additional achilos are considered part of the initial mitzvah. You get additional mitzvahs there. So the Gemara Sari asks the question, wait a second here. If you're telling me now that the mitzvah of Ketores is only a kazayas, you don't need to do a pras. So what happens on Shabbos? On Shabbos, now you're getting involved with burning something, which is a violation of Isser Melacha Deraisa, of burning something. So how could you take more than a kazayis? The Gemara says even a Shabbos, you take a pras. How could you take more than a kazayis on Shabbos and sprinkle it onto the fire? Isn't that a violation of the Melacha of Mavir on Shabbos? How is it allowed? So he says, you're right. Even though Midiraisa, all you need is a kazayis, but once one takes a mitzvah and expands it, that becomes bechlal the mitzvah, and that's why you're allowed to even the sprinkle it over on the fire on Shabbos. Rav Yosi Engel says a similar thing we have by Chanukah as well. Even though the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is only Chatzi Shah, if you want to be Mosif Shemen, that's all part of the mitzvah. So we see this concept, whenever you want to be Mosif on a mitzvah, it becomes bechlal the mitzvah itself. So again, everyone says when it comes to the mitzvah every single day of the Ketores in the Heichal on the Mizbeach HaPanimi, everyone agrees that the Kazayis is really a sufficient Midiraisa, and you fulfilled your mitzvah if you did just a Kazayis, even though it's less than a pras. Ki pligi, when is there a machlokes between Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah? It's Bakhtara Difnim. Talking about the Ketores on Yom HaKippur by the Kohen Gadol that's done in the Kodesh Kodashim. The Mar, that one holds Savar Shir Melochafnav. The Pasuk says Melochafnav, the amount that sticks in the hand. The Kohen has to scoop it up in his hands. That's what you need. Dafka, only that are you Yotze the Mitzvah, and therefore anything less than that, it would not be the Mitzvah. So doing less than that, Bechutz, you'd be Pater. You have to do Kulo, according to Rabbi Eliezer, referring to Yom HaKippurim Ketores Melochafnav, the Pasuk says. But Marasavar, the Tanakhama, the Mishnah says, no, Melochafna lav dafka. It says Melochafna, but you don't really need it exactly Melochafna. Even if it's less than that, you'd also be Yotze the Mitzvah inside. So that means that if done outside less than the Shir, you'd be Chayv Haktar B'chutz. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, could you really say Melochafna is lav dafka? V'haki kaksiva chuka baktar b'fnim hu dechsiv. The Pasuk says in the Parsha Acher Mos, V'yisa zos lachem l'chukas olam. Whenever the word chukah is mentioned, chukah means it has to be this way. There's no deviating at all. So since the pasuk says melochafnav, and it also says chukah, by avodas Yom HaKippurim, it tells us that melochafnav is dafka, and less than that, you wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah. That means less than that, you wouldn't be chayv shchutei chutz either. So that can't be the debate. It can't be referring to haktara of the Kohen Gadol b'fnim, l'fnayim v'l'fnim. So El Amar Bai Bai says, what is the machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim? It's as follows. Gemara says, "Baktar b'fnim kliyama lo pligi." With respect to the Kohen Gadol's haktara in the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur, inside, no one argues. Everyone says, "Melochafnav dafka." Less than that, you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah. Ki pligi. When is there machlokes baktaras dechutz? The haktara of the chutz that goes on the mizbech ha'pnimi on Yom Kippurim, though. So, what does that mean? So Mar Savar Yalfinin Panim Michutz. One holds you learn Panim from Chutz. And just like the regular Shchutei Chutz is done your Chayv and a Kazayis, so to the Right, again they're arguing about a case of Haktar de Chutz. A person took a Haktar de Chutz out to the base of Migdash, whether you learn it from Haktar Bifnim. of Yom HaKippurim. So again, Marisav the Tanakama holds Yalfinim Panim Michot, you learn Panim from Chutz, and Marisavar Lo Yalfinim. So what does that mean? If you take a look at Rashi, so Rashi says here, Marisavar, it's around like 10 lines up at the bottom here, that Marisavar Yalfinim Panim Michot, Yalfinim Ktara Shal Panim Miktara Shal Heichal, Ma Ktara Shal Heichal Bibama Bima Bechutz Bekazai, Bibama Bechutz Bekazai. It's just like the Haktar Bechutz, if you do it outside, you're Chayiv. If you take the Kodesh Kedoshim Ktaras of Yom HaKippurim and do it b'chutz, chayav malah b'chizayis v'yaf agav d'beduchta, even though when you do it in the right place in the Kodesh Kedoshim, lo havi aktara, we don't look at what's done properly, we look at shchut d'chutz. Rather, let me make that clear. Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol, when he does it properly in the Kodesh Kedoshim, he must do malo chafnav in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Less than that, he is in Yotzeh. We want to know, let's say the Kohen Gadol takes that Ktaras that's supposed to go in Kodesh Kedoshim, he ends up doing it outside. So to be chayv for doing outside, do you also need below chafnav? Or no, just like a regular ketoris when done wrong outside is kazayis, so too the kodesh kadashim ketoris when done outside is also a kazayis. So can you learn the din of a pnim of kodesh kadashim from a regular shchut eichutz case? That's the question. So mar sabar yalfinin panim michutz, and therefore you be chayv even a kazayis of the ketoris of kodesh kadashim, and mar sabar rabbalot says you can't learn, lo yalfinin, you can't. The two independent halachas, meaning even though the ketoris of the heichal, when done outside, is chayiv even with the chutz, or even kazayis rather, when it comes to the kodesh kadashim ketoris of Yom HaKippurim, you're not chayiv on a kazayis. Also, it has to be milo chafta. So Amar Rava says, now, wait a second. Hashta chutz mi chutz lo yalfi rabbanim. If rabbanim themselves, the Tanakam themselves, don't learn chutz from chutz, we'll see in that case in just a second, panim michutz mi bai, would they think that you would learn panim? The case of a ketoris of kodesh kedoshim that should learn from chutz doesn't make any sense. Mahi, so what's the case where they don't learn chutz mi chutz? The Tani, the Raisa tells us that yachal, one may think hamala pachos mi kezayis komets, pachos mi kezayis emurim, faminasech pachos mi shlosh lugin yain, pachos mi shlosh lugin mayim. All these cases, if you do less than the normal shear, one may think you should be chai for doing it chutz. Tamalomar la sos. It says, oh, so it has to be shalim. But anytime you do less than the proper shear outside, then you're pater. So it asks the Gemara. Shlosh lugin is pretty big. So shlosh lugin is what's needed for yayin. So let's say do less than that. But granted, less than that, still, there's going to be kazayis, a few kazayisim in here. So why didn't you learn, just like by haktar b'chutz, your chayiv, so do shlosh lugin. Pachal m'shlosh lugin has a kazayis, should be chayiv as well. And we see, v'lo yalfi rabbanan chutz m'chutz. So just like rabbanan are not willing to learn a regular case chutz m'chutz of shlosh lugin yayin from haktaras heichal, certainly b'fnim, the haktaras of b'fnim, shouldn't learn from haktara b'chutz. So what's the machlokes then, according to Rava? So Rava says, we'll finish with this piece, and we'll continue with tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, Elam HaRava. Rava says, really he holds that the Mishnah is talking about the Ketoros of every single day. And he holds as well, there's no regular shear as well, process only a din d'rabbanan. So what's the machlokes here? And everyone also agrees that one who's makdir, b'chutz, a kazayis, yachayiv, even according to Rabbi Elazar yachayiv, for taking a Ketoros with the kazayis outside. So what's the question here? Kigon de kavinu shnei chatzai pras bimana. You take two half a pras, you put it into one cup. So normally, it's enough. If you take a kazayis and do it outside, you're chayiv. Even Rabbi Elazar thinks you're chayiv. But now what you're doing is you're putting it into a keli, multiple kazayisim. Does that mana, does that keli combine into one large shear now, and taking a half of that wouldn't be chayiv in this particular case. So mar salvar kivias mana milsi. Rabbi Eliezer thinks if you put the multiple kazesim into a kli, it makes it now into one unit, and the only time you're chayiv this is if you do the whole unit. Less than that, you wouldn't be chayiv, according to Rabbi Eliezer. But Mar Savar, the Tanakam holds, no, la milsi. Just because you place this into a kli doesn't mean the shear now becomes the size of the kli. You can still take it out of a kazayis and be over on halah tochatz.